Welcome, welcome, everyone. Thank you all for tuning in. This is Lady Diva here on Let's Jazz It Up, blogtalkradio.com. This show will be recorded. I have a new guest with me today, Gary Purcell, and that track I just played there was Reaction. Yes, we're going to start some reaction today on this show. That track, Reaction, featuring Jason Jackson. Welcome, Gary Purcell. Welcome to my show.
Hello, hello, hello. How are you this day? Are you doing good?
Yes. Yes, I am. That you're on here.
Oh, well, I'm so happy and excited to be on your show on today. I've been looking forward to it for some time now.
Yes, yes. Yes, it has. And the new single, Going in Circles, which I will spin later in the show, after I start introducing you to the listening audience. Now, Gary Purcell, did I pronounce your last name correctly?
You did, Purcell, P-E-R-C-E-L-L. People get confused sometimes with the last name. They call me Purcell, and I have said, wait a minute, it's Purcell, P-E-R. But
yes.
It's okay.
So as I go through the introduction, now, Gary Purcell is a musician, producer, and project consultant, and he has garnered over 25 years of extensive knowledge and experience in the performance of electric and acoustic guitar. Now, is there any other information you would like to introduce yourself right now?
Well, I, as some of my fans and that has been following me, they know a lot of details about me through following what I do and have followed my music. But for the new listeners here today, yes, I am a guitarist. Play acoustic guitar, lead guitar, play some bass, and also vocal. People haven't heard my vocal talent yet. I haven't introduced that because I've been into the contemporary jazz and R&B market for right now as an instrumentalist. So maybe in the future I would do some vocal things and some singing on some original songs.
Okay, so I see that you were fueled and ignited by your roots in R&B, jazz, and blues.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm from a very small town here in North Carolina, a very small population, and so in our area, there wasn't a lot to do, you know, in small towns. And so if it's something that you love, that you says, hey, I would love to be that one day, it's a great place to where you won't have so many outside distractions. You know, I'm sure you can relate to that. You know, if you're raised in a metropolitan city or somewhat, there's so much to do and so much action going on. But here in a small town, it's just quiet, you know, and easy going. So you can really focus on something that you really love and that you want to be. So this town was a very, very greatest influence on me, that surrounded by gospel music. My mother was a pianist that played for different choirs in the church, and so she taught us, you know, music and taught us how to sing, and we spent a lot of time with the gospel. And then also with R&B music, there was a bed of R&B music that kind of flowed through, and quite a few other people who came through my city, my small town, and who went out into the mainstream, you know, and made a mark for themselves. So a great place to be. And I lived in Chicago, Illinois for a while and worked there and for a record label, but soon returned back to North Carolina, and I've just continued to make this my home. Great place to live out on the countryside.
Right. I understand that. I'm in a small town myself here in Evansville, Indiana. So shout out to all my Evansville, Indiana followers and fans out there. So I would like to mention the newest single, Going in Circles. What inspired you to redo or remix this track here? and the singer-songwriter, Tony Terry. Tell me how you two got together in doing this track.
Well, what inspired me to recover this great classic song from 1969? Mm-hmm. Again, living in Reeseville, North Carolina, not a lot going on, so you got a chance to listen to a lot of music. Back then, 1969, you had, 45 RPM records in your 33, in the third albums. And so my older siblings, of course, they got an opportunity to go out and buy and purchase 45s and things like that of the latest songs that was out on the R&B and soul charts mm-hmm. at that time. And Friends of Distinction had released Going in Circles in mm-hmm. 1969, and my older siblings purchased that music. And so what I would do, being so young and wanting to play guitar and love the music, so when they were finished with those records and put those records up in a safe place, I would go to that safe place where they were, and when they wasn't home, and I would get those records. And that was one of the records that I had gotten, a 45, took it down in the basement of our home on a little phonographic record player, the portable ones back then.
Yeah.
And so I would get that and put the record on, and I would go grab my little cheap guitar, but that's all we could afford at that time. It was a Sears silver tone guitar. It didn't cost much. So I would grab that guitar, and I would listen to the song and try to play it. And I guess, I was very young at that time, so I did the best that I could with it. But that music then that I listened to, oh, wow, good classic music from the 60s, 70s, and throughout, they meant a lot to people because they spoke of love and relationships and all of those things. They brought us together through that whole early part of our movement. And so that song stuck with me from 1969 all the way up through, and I listened to it when the Gap Band covered it, I believe, in the 80s, and then all the way up through. Then I remember Luther Vandross, of course, that recorded the song, and I said, wow, great classic songs.
Yeah.
And so I've always, that song has always kind of been a soundtrack, part in my life coming up through. And so as I was working on my EP, I wanted that on there. And so that became one of the songs of my EP. Now, as I was reviewing here in my studio that I am talking from this morning and reviewing my material and going in circles, I pulled that up and listened to it. And as I was listening to it, and then it dawned on me, I said, I don't have any songs that's going to be on this LP, this EP, that has a vocal arrangement on it, and as far as lead singing concerned. And as I was listening to Going in Circles, I heard this voice on the record. I heard this voice on this particular song, and it was Tony Terry's voice. And no other voice came to mind that I heard on the track but Terry's. And so at that moment, I said, wow, I wonder if I can get Tony to cover this tune, to sing on this track for me. And the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me and says, you have not because you ask not. You haven't asked not. And so I reached out to his management team, and his management team reached out back to me and said, we'll put you in contact with Tony because he wanted to speak with you. And then I reached out to Tony. Tony gave me a call, and he says, wow, he says, great classic song. I've always wanted to cover this song. And I said, great. Well, here's our opportunity. And so Tony was very happy to cover this song, and so was I. And that's how the song, started, getting up off his feet. And Tony did a fantastic arrangement on vocals with this song that he interjected. Of course, Tony Terry himself, and the gift that God has given Tony, how he presents his gift as through singing. But he also stayed true to the essence of the original track of Friends of Distinction. So
yeah.
that marriage was definitely made in heaven with that.
Yes, yes. There's something about those songs back in the 1960s and the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
They have
mm-hmm.
a message in the songs. Too bad we can't get new music poured out like that today. But
let's keep praying.
We can always go back into the old library, you know what I'm saying? So
yes, of course.
And Tony Terry did a wonderful job on this track. I'm going to stop talking so much, and I'm going to go ahead and spin it. This is Lady Diva with Gary Purcell, Going in Circles, featuring Tony Terry. Stay in that hot seat, Gary. I'll be right back.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Well, all right. All right. That was Going in Circles featuring Tony Terry and Gary Purcell. That was so nice. So nice. Y'all did such a good job on that. I would like to ask you, what is that ultimate desire which you want all your fans out there to get out of this single?
Pretty much what we discussed earlier on in the show is that it's just to harken back, just to look back at some of the songs and that artists had recorded back in through the 60s, 70s, and some through the 80s too as well, because they had such great positive messages that was in there. And it harkens back to love and relationships and expressed love and togetherness. And it's just something about that, you know, in the music about that, in the spirit that the original writers, you know, have to pay homage to them too as well, that wrote such beautiful lyric and music arrangement behind these songs that it transcended time. And that is you know, the essence of a good record. And so their message was loud and clear when the Spirit gave it to them to give to us. And so what I want to convey to my listeners and people who follow me, and especially with this particular record is that let us not forget about love. We can write about so many other things, but let us not forget about love.
Amen to that. Amen to that. Thank you. Thank you. So I would like to ask you for your website information. Go right ahead.
Yes, well, you can follow me. My website is just www.garypurcell.com. There, of course, and you can follow me on Facebook, which is my name again. Just look for me as Gary Purcell. And I also have an artist page, which is Gary Purcell artist page. And there's an IG page, I think, as well. Kind of hard to keep up with everything. Gary Purcell _ the artist.
Okay. Thank you for that information, because I was looking for you on all social media. I found you on Twitter. I didn't find you on IG, and I was trying to figure out how many pages does Gary Purcell have on Facebook? And I think I counted two, three. So, yeah, I sent and tagged you in all of them, you know. And so thank you for that information. Thank you for updating. I tagged you in Twitter. Of course, Facebook and IG are connected. So whatever I've tagged and posted on Facebook is on IG. So you're all over the place right now. And let's talk about upcoming future music projects. You want to tease us on?
Yeah, and it is a tease.
it is a tease,
Lady Diva. It is a tease. After the Tony Terry tune, Tony vocalist on Going in Circles, which is still the present single here, and of course, like most artists are, we are always on the grind. We're in the studio for future records that we're writing and producing for future release as well. I had the great pleasure of being part of a band and organization that played behind the great Bette Davis, not the actress Bette Davis, but the singer Bette Davis, who was married to Miles Davis there for a while. And Bette is actually, her roots are right here in Reidsville. She was born in Durham, North Carolina, but all of her family, the roots of her family, is from here, my small town, Reidsville. And that, as I spoke before, helps fuel, you know, your desire to be something much better than outside of yourself, if you will. And so how that took place was is that the family members of Bette, and Bette would come home here to Reidsville sometimes from off of the road when she was recording and touring. Her band is from Reidsville, and the name of the band is Funk House. And her two cousins, part of that band, And they were also friends of mine. And then other musicians that was part of that band were friends of mine. So when they would come home from off of the road, a little backstory on that, when they would come home from off of the road, they had one house that they stayed in. And so I would go over there, you know, hang out with them and listen to their music and as they were playing. So that inspired me to as well. And so Betty, probably over 40 years ago, that she has not, you know, been out on the scene and performed, but Betty has passed away. And here in North Carolina, we have the North Carolina Music Hall of Fame here. And so they reached out to me on the phone through another friend of mine that is part of the chairman of the board. I also was part of the chairman of the board as well as a guitarist with them. And he gave me a call and says, hey, you know, the North Carolina Music Hall of Fame is looking for, because they wanted to induct into the North Carolina Hall of Fame in 2020 in October, Betty Davis. And so I got on the phone and I called my friends right here in Reeseville, those that were still alive with us, and says, hey, they want to induct Betty in. Let's pull some things together, you know, and I'll help pull some things together to be on to actually perform live on that North Carolina Music Hall of Fame, and they inducted Betty in 2023. There's a lot of things going on. I think I forgot what your question was. Let's
upcoming future music project.
So at the induction ceremony in the show to induct her in, there, I met someone, and here's the tease, I can't devour what their name is right now, but someone who had been inducted in several years ago. I didn't know that he was a North Carolinian, and so he was born here as well. And I met him, and he came over to me during the induction ceremony and the VIP, you know, walkthrough and all of that, and you know how that goes, you know, and you're being, you know, interviewed by so many media people. And so he says, hey, let's walk through together. I says, okay. And we talked, and he says, and he was one of my favorite soul singers and R&B singers. I wish I could tell you what his name is. I've got to hold on to that.
Okay.
And
you really
we got to talking. We got to talking, and I mean, we linked up like we have been knowing each other all the time, and I was like in awe though, because I've always loved his singing. And he sings with a group, so we kept talking, and he says, wow, man, he says, you guys have inducted Betty, and we've listened to some of her music and all of that. He says, but you, do you have any, as a solo, as an artist? I says, yes, I am a solo artist. We talked, and he says, wow, that's great. And he says, well, maybe we can work together. I said, yeah, because my EP is not out quite yet, but after it's out, let's look at some things. He says, man, I would love. And then I asked him, I said, but what is one of your favorite tunes, you know, that you recorded, that you guys had so many great hits? What is one of your favorite tunes? And he told me what it was, but I won't tell you today. And he told me what that was, and I said, that was one of my favorites too. He says, well, let's come together, you know, and put something together. So that's a little tease. So that's coming in the future as well. So
okay.
You just have to stay tuned and follow me to find out, you know, who this person is.
So you're working on an album that's coming up later this year?
Yes, probably. And I'm trying to shoot for summer or late summer. And more likely it's going to be late summer the whole EP to be released, you know, in its entirety. I have one more song that's on the table right now to finish up.
Are you going to be releasing that soon too?
Yes, that one will be on the EP. That's
okay.
That's why I'm looking like late summer, because the song is on the table with myself and a co-producer, and so it's going to take some time to get that one finished. But you know, we're over halfway finished there with that song. But you know,
right now going in circles, I want to let all the listeners to know that it has been released March 22nd. Just recently, last month. And I would like to ask you, will there be any music videos created later this year in any of your newest music? And also mentioning, are there any upcoming events that you're involved in you want to also mention?
Yes. Tony and I, you know, we're always in communication together, you know. Before the song was released, Going in Circles was released, and then, of course, and continuing after it has been released. And Tony finally heard the final product of it, and, you know, at its release date. And so he called me, and we were talking, and he said, "We got to do a video. We got to do a video to this song." And I said, "Yeah. We've got to do a video to this song." So he lives in a different state than I do now. So he has a video team where he's at, and I have a video team here that always shoot my videos, and so we're going to work together with that and put this video together of Going in Circles. So be looking out for that. I don't know exactly when, but we're pulling that together too for video of that song.
I know that's gonna be on fire. All right. Any performance events you're included in this year or next year?
Yeah, there's one coming up. It's coming up. Didn't have anything here through the month of April, you know, because I want to pretty much focus on the record and pushing the record. And, of course, you know, I'm an indie artist. I'm not signed with a record label, and that was intentional. Early on in my career, back in 2020, when I first hit the scenes, back into the scene, I had a label or two that was kind of, you know, throwing some crumbs out there, if you will. but you know, I wanted to stay independent, you know. It was my choice to stay independent, and so putting everything together. When you're independent, you know, you're everything. You know, the CFO, CFO, CEO, you know, everything. And so the dropping of March the 22nd for this particular tune, Going in Circles, I wanted to focus, you know, on its release. But there is a festival that I'm going to be on coming up in May. That's May the 25th. And it's going to be actually near my home here in North Carolina. It's going to be in Gibsonville, and it's in a wine vineyard. It's at a wine vineyard. So it's Grove Vineyard, wine vineyard, and it's in Gibsonville, North Carolina. And so I will be performing on that festival also. One of my songs for my followers that know material, or some of them that has just been introduced to most of my material. And even here, one of my singles, Don't Stop, that I recorded in 2020, I had another featured artist on that, great saxophonist. That is from North Carolina too as well, Marcus Anderson. Marcus Anderson. And featured Marcus Anderson on Don't Stop. So Marcus is going to be on that particular festival too as well. We just talked maybe 2-3 days ago, and says, "Hey, you know, since we're on the same festival, hey, let's work it out where I can come on your set, you know, and play this saxophone parts, you know, that we recorded together for Don't Stop." I says, "Great." I says, "Let's make it happen." So
That is awesome. And if there's a flyer for that event, please send it to me. Or you can let us all know that all your events and all your future projects will be on your website?
Yes, it will be on the website, and, you know, and quicker, you know, if people want to see that. I think I have some ads about that particular festival that is on my Facebook page. And if they can go to my Facebook page, that's just the Gary Purcell name on Facebook. If you go there and kind of, you know, surf my page a little bit, you'll see that particular flyer, some advertisement, you know, that was done for that. But I would definitely will personally, Lady Diva, is to send you the flyer for that. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Now, as we move along, we're almost finished here. I want to ask about most of your past event concerts that you have done. Who is or one of your favorite artists that you would want to be on stage with, performing with?
Okay.
That is living.
Yes, that is living. The first part is that I did a festival then in Atlanta, which was the Atlanta Wine and Jazz Festival, which was a great festival. It had a few people on there, you know, that I really loved, and I was so blessed to be on that festival as well. And one of the great things that made me smile is that when I was on stage, I looked over the crowd, and it was a big crowd, of course, but I was able to point out a few people, you know, that I saw there, and I was like, wow, they made it all the way from North Carolina. So that's a wonderful thing when you can be on a festival and see people and meet people that has followed you two or three states away, you know, to come to see your performance on stage.
Yeah.
That means a lot to the artist. So there are a few people from North Carolina that made the trip down and brought their whole families down to Atlanta for that festival, to see me on that festival. And I think that really, you know, made me really feel really good that people loved my music, you know, enough, and that they were take that kind of time and purchase tickets and all of that. And you know that how the economy is today and travel that far, you know, to support to see someone. And that was really great. That was good. And your second question was?
What artist you all always wanted to be on stage together with performing?
Yes, of course. Definitely living right now is Jonathan Butler. I've always loved Jonathan Butler's music, you know, with the South African flavor that he carries with him.
Uh-huh.
And definitely he's a prolific guitarist and his fantastic guitar playing. But then I always say that God poured him out a double portion, because then his fantastic singing, you know, on top of it.
Yes.
So Jonathan is one of those ones that, man, I would love to share the stage with him. So for me, it's Jonathan Butler, yeah. And he has that ministry behind him, too, as well.
Yes.
And so, you know, all of that, yeah.
Well, you know what? Your dream might come true after him listening to this show. So, hey, thank you for that information. Wow. Thank you. Thank you for the information. So at this time, you're more than welcome to give a shout out to the names of persons that have been supporting you through your music career. And not only that, the ones that have been supporting you through this newest single, Going in Circles. Go right ahead and shout out those names.
Wow. First of all, I want to shout out a name on today, which her name is Chantel Purcell. That is my daughter who passed away December the 1st, 2023.
Oh.
And Chantel was a great singer in her own right. God came and got her at the early age of 38 years old. And I just want to shout out her name out into the airways, because she's always been a great supporter of her dad. And in my music, she's always been there in my corner. I'm continually to miss her so much, and the rest of my children and Joseph and also Evan, my other two sons, and definitely my wife, who's been supporting me for so long, in my music as well, has always been there by my side, Janice, and wow, and just so many other people. And on the music side, I definitely want to shout out to Adam Hawley, if folks are familiar with that name, Adam Hawley, who is a fantastic guitarist and also a fantastic producer.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been my co-producer since 2020 when I came on the scene in contemporary jazz. And Adam has always been there and as a co-producer. And we've been working together so well since then. And the next single that's on the table, Adam and I are right in the midst of co-producing that one and releasing it out. And others that I want to shout out to as well is the one of my publicists, who is Sandra DeCosta. And Sandra is one of my publicists. I want to shout out to her. We have a lot of article, magazine interviews that are coming out in print. And I thank Sandra for all of the work that she does. Also on the Facebook and in other areas, Sobrina, S-O-B-R-I-N-A, Taylor. Yeah, she's been, wow, ever since, gosh, I guess it was 2020 or was it 2021 that we crossed paths, and I was a guest on her show, and she's like a sister to me and always been like a sister and friend to me, and she has really supported me all of these years. And behind this record here, she's doing a tremendous job on supporting me on this tune and getting this song out, you know, to a lot of different platforms and different things. A big shout out to her too as well.
All right, so I'm going to give everyone an applause that they will keep on doing next week. They're doing a very good job supporting you, and you as well. You are awesome, awesome, terrific musician and producer.
Thank you.
And
Thank you.
I love your music. It didn't take me very long to get to search you down and get to know you, know a little bit about you and stuff, and listening to all your music. So I had to go back and listen to a lot of your music. Later, as we sign out the show, I have two other tracks, Smooth Strut and Don't Stop, featuring Marcus Anderson. I'd like to ask you about those two tracks. What's the story behind the music?
Oh, the first one was entitled Don't Stop, featuring Marcus Anderson, was in 2020. And as Adam and I were working on that particular song and put it together, once again, we decided that we would get a feature on that song. We kind of bounced around different names, and we settled on Marcus. And we're so glad that we did. Marcus did a wonderful job on that song as a featured artist on that song. And
okay.
So we had to come up with a name on that song too as well, you know, have to put a name to the song. And I came up with that name, Don't Stop, because I wanted to have a message there. It is that, you know, no matter what you're doing, no matter what your goals are, you know, you're going to get knocked down sometimes. Some doors are going to be closed, you know, in your face. But we have to keep on pressing. We have to keep on moving forward. We have to dust ourselves off and get back up and keep the pressure on. And because, you know, we have to keep moving forward and not backwards and not to stand still at times. And so the message is don't stop. Just continue to keep grinding. Keep doing what you're doing and don't stop. And you shall get your reward.
All right. So what's the story on Smoothstrut?
Smoothstrut was just one of those other songs that, you know, the vibe on that song was just so smooth, you know. It was just so laid back. It's like one of those afternoon kind of songs, one of those late evening songs as the sun is just going down. And it may even be in the summertime is that, you know, then you start feeling the coolness of the day, you know, and the Christmas of the day start coming upon you. And it's late afternoon and the sunset is beautiful. And you're I just want to go out and just take a walk, you know, sometimes. It's good to get in your car and take a ride and look around.
Yeah.
But being old country boy that I am, is that, you know, I walk in the woods or just on a hiking trail or whatever, just go out in nature and just walk. And as you're walking, that song has that kind of strut about it and that vibe and that feel. So it's just smooth, it's smooth strut. And so that's how that song came about. And that's the message of that. Just take it easy. Just take it easy, you know. And everything would be all right. Give yourself a little time, you know, some time to yourself, you know.
We all need to do that. So continuing, I'm going to ask you this. Any words of encouragement you would like to give to those out there?
Oh, yes. Twofold to that is that to the musicians out there, young musicians just coming up and trying to make your way. To the first record again is just don't stop. Keep pushing forward. It's going to be times where, you know, people may not believe in you. They may not think that your craft is worthy. But they don't have the last say. God has the last say. And if God has given you something and given you something to do to introduce into the world for those to hear, then it has a purpose. And it's meaningful, and there is no big things, you know, and there's no small things. There are just these things that God has given you, and it means a lot to somebody. I always remember that, you know, when I take the stage, if I can reach just one, and then if I can reach one and see a glow on their face, and their day has changed. By something that I have done on my guitar or my music, and that it has made a difference in them, even just if it's for a moment, then my job is done. That lets me know what my purpose is and why that I am here. And that's really, to me, what it's all about, is that God gave me this gift not to keep for myself, but it's to give away to those that may listen.
Yes, that's it. Your gift to give away. And thank you for those encouraging words. I want to thank you for your participation on my show. You're welcome to come back with your new music projects. I'll be following you. And don't forget to send me the flyer on the upcoming events. Thank everyone for tuning in. I am closing out the show on some of Jerry Purcell's music and also with featuring Marcus Anderson. Thank you so much. You have a blessed day. Gary Purcell, everyone, you have a blessed evening, Gary, and thank you so much again.
Thank you, and thank you.
without a destination.